Harry went down to breakfast the next morning with the rest of the boys in his dormitory, all of whom seemed to think the firebolt deserved a sort of guard of honour. As Harry entered the great hall, heads turned in the direction of the firebolt, and there was a good deal of excited muttering. Harry saw, with enormous satisfaction, that the Slytherin team were all looking thunderstruck.
"Did you see his face?"
said Ron gleefully, looking back at Malfoy.
"He can't believe it. This is brilliant."
Wood, too, was basking in the reflected glory of the firebolt.
"Put it here, Harry,"
he said, laying the broom in the middle of the table and carefully turning it so that its name faced upward. People from the Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff tables were soon coming over to look. Cedric Diggory came over to congratulate Harry on having acquired such a superb replacement for his Nimbus, and Percy's Ravenclaw girlfriend, Penelope Clearwater, asked if she could actually hold the firebolt.
Now, Penny, no sabotage,"
said Percy heartily as she examined the firebolt closely.
"Penelope and I have got a bet on,"
he told the team.
10 galleons on the outcome of the match."
Penelope put the firebolt down again, thanked Harry, and went back to her table.
"Harry, make sure you win," said Percy in an urgent whisper. "I haven't got 10 galleons.
"Yes, I'm coming, Penny."
And he bustled off to join her in a piece of toast.
"Sure you can manage that broom, Potter?" said a cold, drawling voice.
Draco Malfoy had arrived for a closer look, Crabbe and Goyle right behind him.
"Yeah, reckon so,"
said Harry casually.
"Got plenty of special features, hasn't it?"
said Malfoy, eyes glittering maliciously.
"Shame it doesn't come with a parachute, in case you get too near a Dementor."
Crabbe and Goyle sniggered. "Pity you can't attach an extra arm to yours, Malfoy," said Harry. "Then it could catch the snitch for you." The Gryffindor team laughed loudly. Malfoy's pale eyes narrowed and he stalked away. They watched him rejoin the rest of the Slytherin team, who put their heads together, no doubt asking Malfoy whether Harry's broom really was a firebolt. At 11:15, the Gryffindor team set off for the locker rooms. The weather couldn't have been more different from their match against Hufflepuff. It was a clear, cool day with a very light breeze. There would be no visibility problems this time, and Harry, though nervous, was starting to feel the excitement only a Quidditch match could bring. They could hear the rest of the school moving into the stadium beyond. Harry took off his black school robes, removed his wand from his pocket, and stuck it inside the T-shirt he was going to wear under his Quidditch robes. He only hoped he wouldn't need it. He wondered suddenly whether Professor Lupin was in the crowd watching.
"You know what we've got to do," said Wood as they prepared to leave the locker rooms. "If we lose this match, we're out of the running. Just fly like you did in practice yesterday, and we'll be okay.